Blog Talk Radio.
His name is Malik Zulu Shabazz. Malik Zulu Shabazz.
It is indeed my honor and great joy and privilege to be invited by Brother and Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz, who is one of the greatest student leaders of all time.
I'm talking about terrorism now. We want a war on terrorism. The war on terrorism should have started 400 years ago. Bring the flag, brother. Bring the flag.
Bring the flag.
Bring. Because I'm here to tell you that false patriotism will not get you out of this. Holding a bandana flag around your head will not get you out of this. Huh? Flag on your antenna in your car will not get you out of this. You might be saying, God bless America. But when did America ever bless God? You might be saying, God bless America. But God might be damning America at this very hour.
What's all this shit I say on here about harassment and all that bullshit, rap for power? You son of a bitch, get a goddamn job and make a constructive citizen out of yourself. You stop all this bullshit. You wouldn't have to have no fucking rally for power. You got that message, motherfucker?
Black power. Black power and more black power to my people. This is your brother, your soldier in arms, a comrade in the war with you, Sean Kwali. We're broadcasting live once again to you from the hells and smells of North America. And this is most definitely Black Power Radio. And we know that on Saturday nights, at this time, it is the Stop Cooning Show. We should say Stop Cooning Show with our brother, Minister King Samir Shabazz. He will be calling in here in a very few short moments to bring the truth hour to you in the spirit of the Honorable Dr. Khaled Abdul Muhammad. Have to take this time to thank you, dear family, for tuning in with us and being with us another time, another night, taking time out of your busy schedules, out of your busy lives, to come hear that black truth, to hear that real talk, to hear that real vision, to be a part of the 10-point platform and the 10. To be a part of the most militant, most fiery, most radical, most cold, most bold, the baddest organization, the baddest, blackest, most beautiful organization anywhere in the world. I'm talking about anywhere in the world. We're talking about the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense. We bring you greetings on behalf of the national chairman, that cold, bold lawyer, that man that towers above the rest, that tall one, that one who brings the truth no matter what is happening, no matter what's going on. We're talking about the national chairman, doctor and attorney, Malik Zulu Shabazz. We bring you greetings from him and all of the members of the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense. And so without any further delay or any further ado, let's go right into our show, the Stop Cooning Show, with the National Field Marshal, the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense. We're talking about, you know that one, you see him on National Geographic, you see them chop up his words, so he got to bring it to your right. You see him on the rap videos, you see him on the videos with the new Black Panther Party, you see him as a soldier, and this brother has worked to get through the ranks all the way to the top of the ladder, and now he is the National Field Marshal for the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense. He will bring you the discipline and get us in line and get everybody in order so that we may be black, crack, and exact. We're talking about our dear brother, Minister King Samir Shabazz. Black power, sir, you're on the air.
Black power, black power, black power. Assalamu alaikum, Hotep, shalom, peace to the gods and earth, black love, Hotep, all of the great greetings, black power family, all power to the people, death to white supremacy. Ah, man, this is just a glorious, glorious, glorious day in this time, in this hour. I want to send a Black Power salute to our national chairman, Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz, to the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, to the Honorable Marcus Messiah Garvey, to Brother Colin Ferguson, to our sister Harriet Tubman, to Queen Yaron Santiwa, to Dessalene, to Nat Turner, to all of the cracker killers and cracker thrillers in America, throughout the world. I want to say strong, strong, strong Black Power salute to every member of the new Black Panther Party. Let us be mindful in this hour. Just a few days ago, a black man was lynched in Greenwood, South Carolina. I'm sorry, Mississippi. Greenwood, Mississippi. I got South Carolina on my mind because I was doing some very strong research, some very strong internal studies yesterday. And I knew South Carolina was a state of oppression. But as I found out what I found out yesterday, what really went down in South Carolina. So what went on in Greenville and Greenwood, Mississippi, is no different from what went on in Greenville, South Carolina. What goes on in Philadelphia is no different from what goes on in Newark and Irvington and Atlanta and Mississippi and Florida and all throughout the United States of America. 2010, a black man lynched, and a lot of our people don't even believe that a black man could be lynched in 2010. 26 years old black man, the crackers say, hung himself. Well, they said that about the other thousands of lynchings that has gone on in America. I want to reach out to the family of our young brother. I want to reach out to all of his family. We want to hear your voice. So if you're listening, or any member of this brother's family is listening, we are reaching out to you, the new Black Panther Party, on the King Samir Stop Cooning Show, on our national spokesman shows, on our national chairman show. We want to invite you to come and give us your voice and your opinions on what really happened. We have a very, very, very big agenda ahead of us today, family. I was at a meeting today, a gathering, supposedly about solutions. And it's a good meeting, very good meeting. But black people are just so comfortable with having nothing, being nothing, and wanting nothing, it's ridiculous. Next Wednesday night, on my radio show, on live365.com, War on the Horizon Radio, the King Samir Stop Cooning Show, at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, I'm going to have Brother Abdus Sabor, the father of the Brother Askia Sabor, who was brutalized by the Philadelphia police just a little while ago. So make sure y'all tune in for that show. And this is the nervous system Brother Ali talked about the other night on my show, brother named Louis Ali, for those who weren't listening. What kind of nervous system can we create or can we have so we don't have to wait on goddamn Facebook to find out one of our family members has been lynched, or we don't have to wait on the white man's nervous system called media to find out what's going on with our people. We have ears and people on the ground in each and every cell of the city, in every city and state, to feed the proper propaganda through this nervous system that we create and set up. So we reached out, we're reaching out, family, to the families of victims of police brutality and outright police murder and just cracker brutality and outright cracker murder in general. So in the names of all of our brothers and sisters who were lynched, tortured, raped, dogs set on, water hoses set on fire, I mean, and just outright mutilated, I send you a revolutionary salute of black power from our fallen brothers and sisters. But don't disrespect their names. Don't dishonor them by doing nothing. Don't dishonor them and defame their names and the legacies that they left, even if it's just be hanging from a rope. But it's the goddamn white man who put them on that rope and that tree to hang from. That's a legacy to me. It may not be a good one, but it's a legacy that my brother or sister is a victim of cracker murder or police murder and brutality all across this globe. In South Carolina, did y'all know that at one point it was mandated law that every cracker in the state of South Carolina was to be registered on a slave patrol? Every cracker. It's the same as the white man's drafting system. These crackers were hired by law to come hunt black people, the runaway slaves who were running for their freedom and independence, trying to get to the north where they thought they could seek freedom, and some of those who even made it north were captured by the slave catchers, bounty hunters, U.S. Marshals. And sold black into slavery. Now, can you imagine? You're running 40 days and 40 nights trying somewhere to survive and become a free man. But being as though you know the whole entire circumference and square mileage of the planet Earth, because you are that God, which is 196,940,000 square miles. We know the square mileage of land and water. Imagine 40 days and 40 nights running to survive, throwing off the scent because the bloodhounds are chasing you. So you'll be forced to use some kind of tobacco or some charcoal or something to throw off the scent. See, we're talking military strategy now. Y'all ain't ready for that. See? Running through water, throwing off the scent. And you finally get to your destination and take a deep breath. So you walk around in the north now, a whole new place for you. To be captured again by some cracker who's getting paid by another cracker to catch any Negro he see that fits the description, sounds familiar, or probable cause, sounds familiar, or all Negroes look alike, sounds familiar. Or how about this one, stop and frisk, sounds familiar? And they would capture black people and sell them back into slavery, back into the South you go. There were slave catchers, bounty hunters, as they're called, who used to literally say out of their mouth, family, that this is just sport for them. Being able to hunt down niggas, in their words, is sport for us. Hell, we just get drunk and just go find us some niggers. Some darkies, as they would call us. And then to come onto the plantation, kick down the little cabin door where the slaves were held, take a 12-year-old girl, black, of course, and rape this little young sister in front of her mother, in front of her father, in front of her little brothers or sisters. And the father becomes enraged. But he's been broken down so much that he still fears his master. And watch them torture the child. And all they do is just beg, "Master, please, Master, please, Master, please." Instead of taking the damn same weapon this bastard was using to torture the child and give him what the ancestors called justice for his troubles, we fell victim to more oppression, more rape, more torture, and overall, more death. And in 2010, crackers are still showing us, "Black man, you call yourself God, but we rule you." So whose God are you? When we have a black man lynched 2010. Oh, this is nothing new to me, trust me. I know about some more stuff y'all never even heard about. Because I know and understand, still to this very day, God damn it, white supremacy is alive and well. And until we realize that, we're going to always be a slave to this white man. And if you don't understand what I mean, you better take a good look. So look at that nasty dog, white devil you got in your bed, Penelope. Go ahead and turn next to her, look at her, and say, devil, your time of rule is up. Cracker, justice has now chosen you to be its next victim. Until we realize this cracker does not love us, we will always be a slave to this white man. How much more do we need to see? How much more do we really need to hear about? When, and this is directly to the black man now, the brothers, when are we going to stand up for our black children? This brother was only 26 years old, I believe, 26. He's still a baby. He's a grown man. But we're all babies. This is one of our family members. And these crackers tried to sweep this under the rug. Oh, he had mental problems, and he was this, and he was that. Can the devil fool a Muslim? Wow. Not nowadays, family. The traitor made an interpretation that we would receive more gold. Wow. And we're still broke, hungry, naked, and out of doors. So that interpretation was a lie. See? We couldn't interpret the trick behind that interpretation. So we fell for it. And they had done nothing but brutalize the black man and black woman each and every day in the hells of North America. This is a very, very, very sad condition that black people obviously do not want to come out of. Wake up, clean up, and stand up. Until we do that, family, you will be in the concentration camp in just a little while. Stop all this crazy-ass hype about damn 2012. The white man gave you the same hype when 2000 was coming in. Oh, the year 2000 is going to be this. It's going to be that. Everything is going to shut down, and the stock market is going to crash, and there's going to be no more internet, and there's going to be no this. And Lord, you better stop it. We sound like damn fools. Hell, I'm worried about tomorrow, what this cracker going to do. Oh, 2012. You think it's going to be the end of the world, King Samir? What you think going to happen in 2012? The white man is still going to be ruling the damn world in 2012. because black people just sitting around wondering what's going to happen in 2012 instead of trying to make something happen in 2011. Stop cooning, family. The more you coon, the more you stay a slave. And it's obvious some of us are happy with being a slave. Oh, well, I think the brother did really kill himself. Are you serious? How does a man tie himself up to a tree and then jumps off the tree? I just don't understand that kind of logic. And if you look at the picture, it looks like the man was dragged or something. So what, he's going to drag himself with nothing? Come on, man. Stop cooning. The more you coon, the more your babies and our babies are watching you be a coon, and we produce nothing but a whole nother generation of coons. Why? Because we taught them how to be nothing more than just some lazy, shiftless, chicken-eating, watermelon-sucking, cooning, sambo-ing Negroes all over again. This time you'll be on a concentration camp eating fried chicken and watermelon. Set tripping on the damn concentration camp instead of turning the damn concentration camp over with the crackers in it. We still going to be, who you looking at? Why you looking at? Why you gritting on me? Give me them Nike sneakers you got on. Pedophile is going to be at work. The rapist is going to be at work. We're going to be living in the projects, even in the concentration camp. That's sad as hell. That is sad as hell. That is not growth and development. Growth and development is one stage to the next, from knowledge to born, back to knowledge again. Now you've added on to your cipher. That is what makes your cipher complete. So if you want a complete cipher, you got to add on, meaning to build. You got the bill. So if knowledge and understanding is that of the same, we got some serious building to do, because our culture borns us freedom. Your culture, black man, is to be free. That's your nature. That is the natural habitat of the black man and black woman, freedom. This is why the PAT says of the new Black Panther Party, freedom or death. Freedom for everybody, black, or freedom for nobody, white man. That's what black power is, family. To define, develop, and defend what is in the best interest of black people. That's what we're all about. So don't think for 1 minute the new Black Panther Party is not on this case. See? So shut your mouth, Mouth Pooters. Shut on up. Stop it. You ain't there. Once again, these Negroes got a damn nerve to be talking. All this work the new Black Panther Party do, fool? The nerve of you. But it's okay. Hi, hater. Ain't nothing to motivate me more than a hater. You're just hating for no reason. You're depressed. you're miserable, and you're just you hate yourself. That's where it all starts, yourself. So if you hate King Samir, you hate yourself. If you hate the new Black Panther Party, you hate yourself. If you hate our national spokesman, Brother Sean Kweli, damn it, you hate yourself. If you hate Minister Divine Allah, you hate yourself. If you hate any one of us out here doing something for our people, you may not agree with the way we move or how we do things, but God damn it, you ain't doing nothing. So you're hating yourself. Give us some damn credit. We standing up when you scared to even dream about half of the stuff that we do. We go ahead and move out on it. We don't care. We love Black people more than they hate themselves. So if we're going to continue to allow these crackers to lynch us, beat us, shoot us, rape us, molest us, miseducate us, and terminate us. What the hell? If we're just going to allow them to do it, then what are we living for? Why are you here on this planet? You're just walking waste. A walking bag of defecation. We have to realize, we must realize, continuously on an everyday basis, the white man is the devil. Satan, Lucifer, Beelzebub, whatever you want to call him, Shaitan, Jinn, he is all of that. And two big girls with two bags of chips. He's all of that. But stop all this damn cooning. This legislation it's not working. Singing and dancing and marching and singing and more singing and more singing and more cooning and more cooning and more cooning have gotten us nothing and nowhere. We are a people of action, Black family. And if you don't want to be about the action, this means you're not really for the liberation of Black people. You hate yourself. Stop cooning, fool. Wake up, clean up, and stand up. Family, call in if you have questions and comments. I have a lot of things on my third today, and it's really mind-boggling to me how we just still do nothing. These people murder us daily, and we do nothing but pray. Oh, the Lord is going to forgive them. Let's just ask the Lord for forgiveness instead of saying, as our national chairman says, praise the Lord and pass the ammunition. The only language this no good peck of wood understands, gunpowder. Click, clack, cracker better get back. See, a lot of us are not built on that level, and that's fine. That's understandable. But guess what? You're held accountable for that of which you know, and you are responsible for that of which you know. So what I'm saying is you can't run, you can't hide. You must do something. I don't care if you peel oranges and potatoes all day for the troops out in the field. Get in where you fit in. If you can sew, hell, we need materials. We need to wear clothes. If you can cook, hell, we need to eat. For all you massage therapists and all that, we need everybody. Don't care what you know how to do or don't know how to do. God damn it, we need you. We need you. So call up number 646-478-4447. That's 646-478-4447. Welcome to the King Samir Stop Cooning Black Power Radio Show. Brother, do we have any calls?
I'm sure everybody peeping you out, brother. Learning the lesson right now.
All right. I hope y'all really understand what I'm saying. Because this is some serious stuff here. All right.
214-431, you're on the air. Black Power Radio Stop Cooner Show. Minister King Samir, Black Power.
Black Power, brothers. Brother Drew X, Southern Region Chairman. Calling out of Dallas, Texas. Heard my brother talking about Mississippi. And I thought I'd come in on that.
Yes, sir, Brother Drew. Black Power, sir. How are you, comrade?
Oh, Black Power, Brother King. Appreciate
you. What you got for us, Black? What you got for us?
Okay, well, I put Mississippi chapter on alert. They are doing an investigation on that case. So we are, like you said, New Black Panther Party. We see everything, hear everything, and when it comes to our people, we will be investigating.
Oh, that's right. All right. So what are there any reports so far, sir?
No, I actually contacted him tonight to be on the radio show on my broadcast and give me a report, but would I do a follow-up call tomorrow and get some more information. Also, you know, Mississippi is burning. As the movie said, Mississippi burning, but this Mississippi burning too. I heard they're about to execute a man without down there in Mississippi without giving them a second chance at a trial when they got new evidence. We know about the Scott sisters down there in Mississippi. Mm-hmm. Mississippi is on fire. It's burning again. The real Mississippi burning.
Mm.
So I understand what you're saying. It's too much cooning. We're just allowing people to just lock us up over $11. Two people. $11. Mm-hmm. $6.50 each life. You know, so what we're going to do about it, we're working on. Things
yes,
I want to say, I can't say. I can't say
right.
What we're
right.
going to do about it. But New Black Panther Party.
Right.
Yes, sir. We're not just going to sit idle and watch it.
Right.
But I wanted the radio listeners to know New Black Panther Party is investigating. I'll try to have a report for the next show or before, and I'll let you know what's happening.
Yes, sir, Brother Drew. Thank you for calling in, comrade. Hold the line, Black man. Hold the line.
All right. Black Power, brother.
Love you, soldier. Black Power.
Black Power.
So there you have it, family. As I stated, see, we're always on the case when it comes to our people. So don't let these peckerwoods tell you anything different. The New Black Panther Party stands for black people all over the globe. Our national chairman goes all over the globe, reaching and teaching our people. So call in with your questions or comments. Again, the number is 646-478-4447. That's 646-478-4447. All right? So let's you have any more callers, brother?
No, sir. Keep rolling.
All right, good. Let's roll. So I want to go into one of our points from our 9 local objectives. I want to go with point number 6.
Got a call.
All right. Hold on, hold them up 1 second. Point number six, it talks about, it says here in our 9 local objectives, and y'all can research this on our website, to develop and defend black youth. Develop and defend. Now, remember I told you just a while ago, and as I always talk about, black power, to define, develop, and defend. What is in the best interest of black people? To develop and defend black youth. This means you have to redevelop or develop a new mindset in our children, in our youth. You have to establish the goodwill, the good old days attitude of fighting this cracker back. When this pig swings in self-defense, you ought to swing back. That is the natural law of nature. For every action, there's a reaction. As Dr. Khalid always teaches us, when you're breaking a law, you're defending a law at the same time. So when you're sitting down, you're breaking the law of sitting down, but you're defending the law of sitting down, but you're breaking the law of standing up. So if you stand up, it just becomes vice versa. See? So you got to develop a whole new mindset in our youth. No more goddamn Christmas. Take these crackers down off your wall. Throw that damn Christmas tree outside. Burn it. Stop putting the goddamn cracker stars on your trees and the fat, no good bastard Satan claws all over your windows and Christmas lights every day where running up your damn bill. No, you ain't going to be able to pay that bill next month because your electricity bootleg. Stop it. You're not developing a new mindset in our youth by promoting lies and destruction to them. That's what's wrong with us. We're happy with cooning. So we say F Whitey's Christmas, F Whitey's Easter, F Whitey's Halloween and Memorial Day, F Whitey's 4th of July. Damn liar. F Whitey's Mother's Day, Father's Day, Grandparents' Day, Philly's Day, and this day and that day that represents them. May their ancestors rest in piss, no good bastards. Stop celebrating this damn Christmas. You want to be everything but your black self. Crackers hanging us left and right, lynching us left and right, shooting us left and right, and you still want to be white. The new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense recognizes the good qualities and leadership potential in black youth. Did y'all hear that? We recognize the good qualities and leadership potential in black youth. I believe the children are our future. Teach them well and let them lead the way. Show them all the beauty they possess inside. Huh? Y'all know that's my song. We seek to help them to become leaders and defenders of our community. The future of our nation depends on this so-called lost generation. The history of the liberation struggle shows us black youth at the forefront. We excitedly welcome black youth into our ranks. Don't think for 1 minute we don't need some youth in our ranks. So I don't care if your baby is just putting on the diaper. bring your babies into the ranks of the new Black Panther Party. Bring your children into the ranks of the new Black Panther Party. Hell, bring yourself into the ranks of the new Black Panther Party. We call for an end to gang violence, an end to black-on-black violence in general. I had a question thrown at me a little while ago, a couple days ago. And the question was, well, we always see the Black Panthers with the RBG flags and all this rallying and stuff when white people do stuff to black people. But how about when black people do it to themselves? Do y'all do the same thing? So for the particular person that sent me that email anonymously and asked me that question, yes, we do. We call for an end to black-on-black violence in general. We don't condone that. We hate black-on-black violence. To be very honest with you, we hate that. We hate being oppressed. We hate our neighborhoods filled with garbage each and every single day. And the crackers come clean up the crackers' neighborhood at the evening hours, but they don't come through ours at the evening hours to clean it up. We hate that our youth are walking around faggots and lesbians and dykes and butches and just sissies and cowards today. We hate that. We hate that our children are being miseducated and uneducated. We hate that. We hate the fact that the black woman no longer respects herself. We hate the fact that our elders are scared to talk to our youth today. We hate the fact that our elders left us nothing in this generation today. We don't just hate white people because they white fool. We hate the very history that these bastards have created among black people. I have no love for this Peckerwood, none whatsoever. And I'll be damned if I sit up here and say, oh, I met a few good white folk, because I'm taught the only good cracker is a dead cracker. So stop all this cooning and think that we engage in black-on-black crime. That's some foolish stuff to even think. We don't condone that. We call for an end to black-on-black violence. Y'all want to know what the best kind of crime is? The best kind of crime is white-on-white crime. White-on-white crime is the best crime. I love to read about Peckerwoods slaughtering each other, robbing each other, extorting each other. I love to hear that kind of stuff. I love when these crackers make horror movies with one cracker killing a whole damn high school full of crackers. That makes me feel good because I'm tired of the images of black people killing one another. I'm tired of black people killing one another. So it's good to see some Peckerwoods kill one another. Huh? But as Dr. Khalid Muhammad said, we need to see some revolutionary movies where crackers' blood is dripping all throughout the screen. It's getting all over the damn popcorn. Huh? Those are the real kind of movies I want to see, family. So if we got any callers, if you a movie maker, call in. We need some revolutionary film. We demand locally billions of dollars in reparations, specifically, listen carefully, for the salvation and education of our young people. Not for no Lexus. Not for no new condominium. Not so we could buy three chicks and a stick. Huh? Not for the foolishness that black people continuously spend our money on. Foolishness. For the salvation and education of our young people. Every black youth or able-bodied person in the city region should be afforded a proper education and reasonable job at a good wage after the robbery of our people for over 400 years. We demand an immediate end to the wholesale incarceration and criminalization of black youth. We invite black college student participation and affirm continuity in struggle through the youth. I'm sorry, continuity. We affirm continuity and struggle through our black youth. See? Until we teach our children, family, we're going to still be in this wretched condition. Point number 7, to reclaim and develop black neighborhoods. We will strive with community residents to reclaim and clean up our community block by block, house by house, and door to door. We organize patrols, community events, and programs to reclaim our neighborhoods. We feed and clothe the homeless with the community support, of course. And if you don't know how to do that, let me give you a little quick rundown on what to do. You create you a nice little letter, a presentation letter, okay? Something respectfully and, you know, with some sense. And you take it to the stores, and you give them your presentation letter, and you let them know what organization you're with and you're trying to do for the community, and you want to know what can they donate. You don't ask them, oh, well, can you donate? No, what are you going to donate? I'm telling you the words to use because you don't want to beg them for nothing. You want to hold them responsible and accountable for giving back to the neighborhood, all right? Giving back to black people. What are you going to donate? So if you go to Rite Aid, you can say to them, well, are you going to donate such and such, or are you going to donate this, or are you going to donate that? You don't give them the room and say, well, we can't donate anything. BS. What are you going to donate? Because now, if you're not going to donate anything, we're going to call December 12th movement up in here, and we're going to have to boycott your store. So you either give back to black people, or we're going to shut this goddamn store down. We're going to shut it down. You go to these damn Chinese stores in your hood, what are you going to give up? You either give up something to the people, or we're going to shut the damn store down. Nobody will be able to eat chicken wings and fried rice out of this store today. There will be no General Tso's for black people in this community today. Straight up. So you got to organize, 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 family. Work with community groups such as your churches and different things, because here in Philly, what we do, we work with churches. You know, I mean, you know, we do care about them being enslaved under the white man's Christianity, but at the same time, we have to humble ourselves for the greater good of the mission. So humble yourself, black man and black woman. Humble yourself, new Black Panther Party. Humble yourself, Nation of Islam. Humble yourself, 5% Nation of Gods and Earths. Humble yourself, Hebrew Israelites. Humble yourselves, Morris Americans. Humble yourselves, black people. We got a bigger mission to worry about. We got a very big mission to worry about than petty little whose religion is better than, or who got the best suit on, or who Black Panther beret is crisper than another's, or stop cooning, man. We have a greater condition to get out of than worried about some bullshit. Seriously. Work with the downtrodden in our communities, brother and sisters. Take time to sit with the homeless. Take time to just hear what they have to say. What we do here in Philly, we sit down with some of the homeless, right? And where they are, we go to they little spot. And we just sit down and just rap with them. What's up? How y'all doing? We just came in. We don't want nothing. We ain't asking y'all for nothing. We actually came to give y'all some of our time. We want to hear how y'all feeling. What do y'all need? What's going on? Y'all know the homeless have created a newspaper? Come on, man. The homeless folks have created a newspaper. We demand adequate health care and rehabilitation in our communities. No, we're not guardian angels. Please stop asking us that. Again, we must fight gentrification or the white takeover of the city. That's what gentrification is. White folks coming in your black hood, taking up everything, redeveloping everything. And you ain't got a part to do with nothing. We recognize this is a conspiracy to remove our people. And we'll fight against it by any means necessary. We, New Black Panther Party, with the community, shall establish a new code of conduct in the black community of love, sisterhood, brotherhood, intelligence, peace, respect, and unity, and struggle. This is our 9 local objectives, point number 7. So we're giving you what we're doing, what we're going to do, and what we will continue to do, and what we have done. But we are on the front line for you, black people. Why? Because we love you more than you hate your beautiful black self. So somebody has to be strong. And the New Black Panther Party is the vanguard. We are the vanguard, family. But we will no longer take and tolerate your disrespect to our national chairman, to any of our national officials, regional, or any member of the party. We will no longer tolerate your disrespect. So stop cooning while you're ahead, because we will no longer be tolerating your disrespect, because we give our lives for you each and every single day. We put our lives on the line for you. And some of y'all fools just don't know what the hell to say out of your mouth, which makes you sound even more unintelligent, because we're happy with nothing. Content with nothing. So let's grow up, knuckle up, ante up, round up and mount up. War is inevitable. War is here. to either with the NBPP or you're out of here. And I'm not saying that's coming from us. We don't engage in that. But y'all know what I'm saying. It's time to clean up. It's time to clean up. Clean up your neighborhood. Clean it up. Clean up your neighborhoods. Keep your community clean. Don't care if all the houses on the block is one-bedroom shacks. God damn it. Clean up your block. Clean up your hood. If you live in a projects building, clean up. The people will support you. But do something. Do something. Let's take the call, black man. Brother Sean, you there?
Yes, sir, I'm here.
Let's take some calls.
All right. 757-405, you're on the air, Black Power Radio, Minister King, Sir Mayor, Black Power.
How you doing?
All right, Black Power.
Hello?
Black Power, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am, we can hear you.
Oh, okay. The neighborhood that I live in, I live around a bunch of white devils. So there's no cleaning up this neighborhood. I'm cleaning out this neighborhood because I'm getting out this neighborhood.
That's right.
Yes.
Well, if you're cleaning out the neighborhood, you're cleaning up the neighborhood.
Yeah, I'm getting out the neighborhood because there's too many peckerwoods here. And I know if I keep staying here, it's going to be somebody's laying out.
That's right.
It's going to be somebody's laying out. That's what it's going to be like. They up there trying to fire us and lay us to the side. It's time to lay them to the side. Because these police out here, they is not playing. I experience them at least every other day. They's not playing. They anything you got in your hand, they trying to shoot you, say you got a gun, they're trying to say anything.
Mm-hmm.
They're sitting there, they be shooting at children, killing them.
Mm-hmm.
It's time for everybody in the neighborhood to get out and It's time to go to war because these people ain't going to back down. And the only way we can save our youth, we got to fight for them.
Mm.
I know I'm tired of the stuff going on. I'm tired of police harassing me. I'm tired of harassing my children. It's time to fight them back. I am a sister that is completely tired of it. So it's time for us to get out and fight. It's time for war. They go over there in the other countries and fight for war. It's time for us to fight here.
That's right.
Only way we're going to have something, we have to fight to get it back.
That's right.
Okay, black power, black love to both of y'all.
Black power, queen, we thank you for calling in. Very, very strong words. Strong words. That's right, queen. We appreciate your fire. and your the spirit of Queen Yasatiwa is running through you, Queen of a spirit of our Queen Araminta, or y'all may know as Harriet Tubman, is running through you, Queen. So we truly, truly give thanks for your call.
All right, 973, you're on the air. 973-592, you're on the air. Black Power Radio, Mr. King Samir, Black Power.
Black Power, dear brothers. This is Brother Dashaun.
Brother Dashaun. Movement Magazine. Black Power, comrade. What's happening?
Dear brothers, I'm fine. As always, I didn't call to be long. I plan to be brief. King Samir, you touched on something a few minutes ago concerning the email that was sent to you about black folk killing each other. The problem that I've had for a long time is that the negative things that are attributed to black people, it seems that people try to make it seem like we're the only ones guilty of. I wanted our callers and those people who keep on making the issue of self-genocide among black people a constant issue is that, yes, even though today black folk, more than any other so-called race of people, are engaging in self-genocide. But I just wanted to mention to our callers or to our listeners is that white people have also engaged in self-genocide. Okay, World War I, World War II, the Civil War, the Revolutionary War, the War of 1812, the French Revolution. These were white people killing white people. And as a professor of mine, Dr. Carlton Wilson from North Carolina Central University, stated, history professor, he said, whenever we speak about the transatlantic slave trade, people, including a lot of foolish black folk, always say, well, in Africa, brothers were enslaving brothers, but that example was never used or cited when discussing World War I and World War II. You had countries right next to each other in Europe killing each other. So I just wanted to state that self-genocide is not unique to black people. Others have practiced it, but you see that throughout the history of Western Europe. I also wanted to state that in 1993 or 94, I watched a special when I was a teenager on HBO called The History of Violence in America. It was narrated by Julian Bond on HBO. And according to what Julian Bond stated, you see how, brothers, they keep speaking about black men and Latino men shooting each other? They always speak about, you know, am I right or wrong?
Yes,
sir. The first generation of men in America, according to Julian Bond in this HBO special, to engage in self-genocide were white men after the Civil War. Okay, after the Civil War, there was a lack of jobs. And there was poverty, and as a result of the country engaging in war against itself, you had a surplus of weapons, guns on the streets, and white men began killing each other over the same things that we kill each other for as black and brown men. Once again, poverty, lack of jobs, but a surplus of guns on the streets in our generation. But that also caused white men during post-Civil War Reconstruction to also kill each other. So let's keep in mind that self-genocide, once again, is not something that is unique to black people and brown people. That was it, brothers. Thank you.
Brother Dashaun, we thank you, sir. As always, dropping your history on us. You know, that is a learned man. You know, that's our comrade, Brother Dashaun, the Movement Magazine. Thanks for calling in, comrade. We got any more callers?
No, sir. That's it for right now, brother.
All right. So basically, we're going to take a small, small, small break. Hear a few words from our national chairman. We'll be right back with you in just a few ticks.
And I would urge Mr. Shabazz to stay the hell out of Cincinnati. Cincinnati can solve Cincinnati's problems, and all he's going to do is come here and torment a race riot. I heard you on Cincinnati Radio, one of our competitors of the black radio station, and you were very incendiary, and 2 days later, all hell breaks loose. I would urge and pray to God, Mr. Shabazz, that you stay out of Cincinnati because we can solve our own problems here.
Base. it's all a true story.
Why don't you just tell us right now? You don't like America, do you?
I don't like you, and you're consistent.
I don't care. That's a blessing for me if you don't like
you.
First of all, if you said this in any other country, you would be jailed or killed. You're lucky to be in America.
I'm America, most hated, most feared with debated. The raw soldier since Colin Muhammad. The new black pound for five-star general. Got Huey P. Newton all in my blood. What up, cuz? Black power crackers, black power niggas, Negroes, political prostitutes, bitches and hoes. What kind of teaching I'm following? The kind of teaching that got my picture in the Simon Wiesenthal Museum of Tolerance. Denounced by the Washington Post, the New York Times, subscribed to Pharisees, ADL harassing me. I'm laid back laughing, G. Well, Ashcroft's all on my nuts, tapping my next tail. Oh well, sex sells. Ask your local Catholic priest, a pedophile. Denial is my origin, I'll never be a whore again. Yeah, you pigs be the nigga down in Inglewood, but we fucked up your Pentagon full of crackers and peckerwoods.
Are you suggesting you support the looting? Looting?
America, most hated.
You support the destruction that's taking place in Cincinnati?
I'm America, most hated.
What you're saying, Mr. Shabazz, is very dangerous. It's incendiary. It's inflammatory.
I'm America, most hated.
It can only exacerbate an already dangerous situation.
I'm America, most hated. I sleep with a gun under my head, and a gun under my bed, and a gun under the floor next to my dresser drawer. Better safe than sorry. Bailed out the spot on my way to Virginia to the trial of Zacharias Moussaoui. Stepped out my house, looked up above my head. Two U.S. Army helicopters yucking me up. I got devils backpedaling and studying my extensive FBI surveillance profile of Budweiser. The riot started, the shit started, the police and fireman killer, black fatigue gorilla, ex-nigga. The Al-Qaeda comparative, true to life narrative, crack I'm a terrorist, Bin Laden, Mike look alike. I ain't losing no sleep at night, why you devils by right tight, I bar and Kedar keeping it tight. So while you twisting up blunts in your black hand, remember I'm like you, nigga, hated by this white man.
And it's shameful, shameful, shameful for you to make those kinds of comments.
I'm America, most hated.
Your blasphemy then is, I have suffered, therefore you shall suffer.
I'm America, most hated.
Now, you were in Jasper, Texas, were you not, with the new Black Panther Party?
I'm America, most hated.
You were armed openly, and are you going armed?
I'm America, most hated. We got to burnish it and snatching crackers out of cars. Too many young black brothers locked behind bars for killing one of us. So why not bust on the true terrorist, the American cracker devil police officer? I'm out on probation, on paper, pistol in the glass for a non-drug related offense. Assault the police. Fuck the police. That's why your stock market is crashing. Who bashed the Twin Towers? Was it Bush? Khalid Abdul, Muhammad died. A few of you bitch-ass niggas who claim you followed in line. Most of you niggas were spies and jiving for the enemy. I'm a Mugabe, taking shit. Give me my reparations, bitch. Banned from a university, banned from TV. Took the head of four devils. That's how I decorated my lapel. Oh well, the feds following me in my all-black 2003 Abraham Singing Lincoln Navigator. I got a bomb inside of my MP60, blown up like a biological dirty nuke, making devils and pigs puke. Affiliated with them Blackstone, I'm hated like I am Saddam Hussein. Controversy records, bitch.
Black Power. I thought I was having a little bad connection here, family. All right, I guess we're black on. Listen, everything that I'm saying tonight is built up around this. What are we going to do? Bottom line, what are we going to do? We can talk. That don't mean nothing. Talk has gotten us nowhere, man. What are we going to do? So if you have solutions, I don't want to hear no more problems. Hell, I know the problems of the black community. But we need solutions. Answers. We need people who is ready to move out right now. We need people who is ready to build a black liberation army. We need people who is ready to defend the black woman. We need people who is ready to stand up for our black youth. We need people to stand up. So call in 646-478-4447. Again, the number is 646-478-4447. Call in. We need you. We need to hear from you. We want to hear from you. Don't be scared. I know the white man has told you I'm the most cruel thing on the planet. Oh, how could he talk about killing my babies? Two-legged dog and done nothing but killed our babies. Done nothing but killed our people. I have sitting right in front of me in our headquarters that I'm looking at that we have right on our wall each and every day, as plain as we can see, a poster of fallen comrades from the original Black Panther Party. Brothers and sisters who have lost their lives. So King Samir could be sitting here as a member of the new Black Panther Party, under the guidance of Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz, and just to be a part of something great, I'm sitting here looking at these fallen comrades hurting, seriously, because they gave their lives. They paid the ultimate sacrifice. Our brothers and sisters who were lynched have paid the ultimate sacrifice. And a lot of them were lynched and murdered for defending themselves, their family, their children, all of that, their rights. What J. Edgar Hoover didn't realize was, fool, you had one man on your scope looking for this black messiah. But as I always say, the black messiah is the entire black nation. The black messiah is not just Marcus Garvey. The black messiah is not just Noble Drew Ali. The black messiah is not just the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. It's not just Malcolm. It's not just Louis Farrakhan. It's not just Dr. Khalid Muhammad. It's not King Samir. It's the entire black nation, family. The entire black nation. We are that black messiah. So when old butt-licking J. Edgar Hoover talking about stopping the rise of a black messiah, he's talking about stopping the rise of a black nation. And this faggot went to great lengths to see that we do not rise as that great nation. So still to this very day, we coon. We eat ham with these bastards. Eat spam with these bastards. Green eggs and ham, Sam I am. Corny as hell. Cooning will get you nothing but death. Because we're going to be coming into a time where you either get down or this cracker going to put you down. And I don't know about you, but I love my national chairman. I love my comrades. And I love black people. So I'll be damned if I sit around and just twiddle my thumbs, twinkle my toes, like some fairy faggot, ducking under the table when all hell breaks loose. I don't know about y'all, I'm ready for war. But I'm at war with myself first and foremost. I'm at war with the Willie Lynch syndrome that's been put in and trained and embedded into me growing up as a child. Because I still got a lot of white supremacy to remove out of me. Each and every day. We all do. Each and every one of us do. Why? Because you are always in battle for responsibility and accountability at all times. This society pulls on all of us, no matter how righteous we say we are. God damn it, don't tell me this cracker don't pull on you. Every time this bastard put out an iPhone, you got to be in line for it. He got you. Cracker got you through the iPhone. He get us through his technology, get us through his food, get us through his propaganda, and his no good, pale, frail, and stale, Miss Straight Up and Straight Down, Miss 6 o'clock, no good, cracker, white woman. Nothing but a dirty old, two-legged, stinking skunk of the planet Earth. Pull up a nasty skirt, you smell all the fish that you could possibly smell from the stench of white supremacy. America stinks. It reeks of racism and white supremacy. Statue of Liberty is nothing but a whore. Miss America is nothing but a whore. And the white woman is a natural whore. She's the mother of the whore. She's the only whore that I know. No, black woman, you are not a bitch. You are not that, queen. You are a goddess. The only bitch I know on this planet is the no good white woman. Let the church say amen. Ain't no plan. This is the King Samir Stop Cooning Show. This ain't the Arsenio Hall Cooning Show. God damn it, this is revolutionary talk. This is real talk. If you don't like what I'm saying, turn off your damn radio. Turn off your internet. Turn it off. We got to stop all this cooning, man. The white woman is a bitch. I said it. If you don't like it, holler at me. But we're not going to sit here and buck dance and twiddle our toes with this. It is what it is. So tell your white girl next to you, I said what I said. If she don't like it, tell that no good flea-bitten, ridden devil to pack her bags and hit the road. But we are at war. I'm not going to sweet talk you. I'm not going to sugarcoat a damn thing for you ever. And that's my word is mine. I'm going to give it to you raw. I'm going to give it to you hard. I'm going to give it to you like you need it.
to hell with what you want. I'm going to give you what you need. And that's real talk. I'm not going to intellectualize this with you. Nothing to intellectualize. We ain't going to sit up here and make no damn bean pie recipe over it either. Because it is what it is. White people are murdering us. White people will continue to murder us. But when are we going to stand up? So if you have solutions, I'm waiting on you to call in. Solutions. Solutions. We need solutions. I don't want to hear no more BS rhetoric. I want to hear solutions. And if you've got solutions, let's bring the solutions to the table. I don't care what your religion is. Don't even come at me with that. Because more than likely, I'm going to turn right around and walk away from you because now you're showing me your ego.
Got a call.
So you ain't really about feeding our people. You ain't really about organizing our people. You want to be a damn celebrity. You want a grandstand. You want some trinkets. You want some fame and some damn glory. I don't need you around me with that. Straight up. I'm trying to feed our people, clothe and educate our people. So let's come with some solutions to how we are going to do that. I want to protect my black woman. I want to protect my black child. So give me some solutions on how we can come to the table and put this army together so we can defend what the hell we talking about building. Let's take some calls.
All right. 502-650, you're on the air, Black Power Radio. Minister Kingside Mayor, Black Power. 502-650, you're on the air, Black Power Radio, Black Power.
Black Power.
Black Power.
Yeah, no, I was just calling, brother, says it's a beautiful show, and we are going to have to fight to get freedom, and if we don't fight, then we just going to be, you know, we just going to be messed around in the bloodbath, and these crackers are getting worse. And, you know, anybody who's standing up trying to, you know, talk about freedom and we should defend ourselves, these crackers are getting very upset. And, you know, so I just wanted to say that.
What's your name, black man?
My name is Brother Hakeem.
Okay. Brother, it's a pleasure to hear you. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you, bro.
And, hold the line with this black man. We need you. We need your help,
sir.
We need your help,
brother. Black
Power. Next caller.
That's it for right now to the next one.
All right. Well, family, everybody has a job to do. And until we realize our job, our babies will continue to suffer. Black man, our children are watching us be punks today. Shaking my head, shaking my head. SMH, SMH. Our babies are watching us be punks. So what do you think the legacy will be that we leave in? It is time to look at your black woman, black man. And if your woman is sitting next to you right now, I want you to hold her hand.
look your woman in her eyes like you always never do because you're too weak. Maybe that's why she's running you. You can't even look her in the eyes. Look your woman in the eyes and say, baby, I apologize for being such a punk. Baby, I apologize for being so weak. I should have been there to defend you in your time of need and struggle. Baby, would you please stand by my side and let's fight this cracker side by side to build a better future for our children. Look your woman in the eyes, black man, and say, baby, I'm sorry for being such an idiot, for thinking this stinking white woman is better than you. Baby, I'm sorry for being such a coon. Such a coon, such a coon. I apologize for being such a fool to think that this cracker and his politics is going to get us out of this condition. And I begged you not to fight because I was so scared. But black woman, look your black man in the eyes and say, baby, I'm sorry for being such an Aunt Jemima. Baby, I'm sorry for going out here shaking my behind in front of this white man just because he's waving a dollar at me. Baby, I'm sorry for being counter-revolutionary when you're out here fighting on the front lines for our people. And you come home and gotta fix your own food, ain't nothing done in the house. I'm arguing with you as soon as you walk in the door. The babies are snotty, the diapers are dirty, and ain't nothing done, the house is dirty. Baby, I'm sorry for being such a savage. Baby, I'm sorry for not standing and supporting you when you will stand and defend and support any one of us. I'm sorry for not being that heaven that I know I'm supposed to be to you, black man. And in return, black man, you say, queen, I'm sorry that I've not been that king that I know I'm supposed to have been to you. I have not been that true example to you. So from this day forward, black woman, and black woman, you look him in his eyes and say, from this day forward, black man, we will fight this struggle hand in hand, side by side, because our children are dying at the hands of this no good bastard. And we cannot afford to lose any more of our youth with any one of us as parents just sitting by, twiddling our thumbs, eating chicken noodle soup. Chicken noodle soup. Oh, sorry. But we can no longer allow it, family. So let us stand and fight together, black man and black woman. Let us come together and build that family unit back together. Because without it, in this day and time, we will lose this war. We will lose this war. Until we unite, we will lose this war. And right now, black family, we are losing this war. We're losing. I don't like losing. I don't take losing lightly. I'm sorry, I just don't. I got to be vindicated. I got to win. I'm sorry, I got to win.
What am I saying? I'm going to fight, family, until we win. I'm going to fight until the new Black Panther Party wins. I'm going to fight until Attorney Malik Shabazz's name is at the top. Because I love that man. And I put my trust and honor into that man. To know that he is not going to sell us out. Don't give a damn what you think about our national chairman. Shut up. You ain't him. I stand with Malik Zulu Shabazz. And that's just the bottom line to it. And I know the FBI is cringing in their chairs right now. So no, Cracker, it didn't work. Your little tricks and trades didn't work. Your little trick-or-treat policy didn't work with me. Sorry, fool. Come again? But we got to fight. And if you're not willing to fight, you better be willing to cook. You better be willing to heal. You better be willing to clean. You better be willing to do something. Because if your behind is black, you are held fully responsible and accountable for your nation. And I'm going to end this show with that. You are held responsible, responsible, and accountable for your black nation. Everybody can't be a King Samir. Everybody can't be a Brother Sean Carly. Everybody can't be a Sister Amira. Everybody can't be a Malik Zulu Shabazz. Everybody can't be a Khalid Muhammad. God damn it, just be who you are. Accept your own and be yourself. You're not an Arab, fool. You're not Chinese. You ain't Japanese. You ain't no nigger. Stop it. Accept your own and be your African self. Be yourself, black man, as taught by the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. Accept your own and be yourself. In doing that, you will learn that the black man is God and the white man is the devil. Peace.
There you have it, dear family. There you have it. That is the National Field Marshal. The National Field Marshal for the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense, our dear brother, Minister King Samir Shabazz. And dear family, if you like what you heard and you enjoyed the message that was given tonight by our National Field Marshal, we ask that you support. You support and back up the efforts of the new Black Panther Party. You can email us. Go to our website, newblackpanther.com. NewBlackPanther.com, or you can email us at nbpphq@yahoo.com. If you appreciate the message and like what our brother was saying, like the works that the New Black Panther Party's doing, like the works and the message of our national chairman, Dr. and Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz, then get behind us in your cities. Stand up where you are to support the efforts of the boldest, most coldest, most revolutionary group anywhere to be found. Anyway, on the face of the planet Earth, the new Black Panther Party. And so we thank you all for listening, and we ask that you join us again. You join us again this Monday. Join us again this Monday night, for the national chairman will deliver an all-men's address this Monday night, 11 p.m. Eastern, on Black Power Radio. And with that said, we thank you once again, and we leave you as we came, with peace, of course, but with Black Power.
Until the philosophy
which hold one race superior and another inferior, is finally and permanently discredited and abandoned. Everywhere is war. It's a war that until they're no longer first class and second class citizens of any nation, until the color of a man's skin is of no more significance than the color of his eyes, Mr. War, that until the basic human rights are equally guaranteed to all without regard to race, this a war, that until that day the dream of lasting peace, world citizenship, rule of international morality will remain but a fleeting illusion to be pursued but never attained. Now everywhere is war. War. And until the ignoble and unhappy regime that hold our brothers in Angola, in Mozambique, South Africa, by human bondage, have been toppled, totally destroyed. Well, everywhere is war. Is a war. War in the east, war in the west, war up north, war down south. War, war, rumors of a war. And until that day, the African continent will not know peace. We Africans will fight, we find it necessary, and we know we shall win, as we are confident in the victory.